The recording has been started, sir. You may begin.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Cross Community Working Group Accountability Meeting number 32, our meeting on May the 5th, 2015. And welcome all to this meeting taking place after we reached the important.
Deze oproep is onderbroken. Probeert u het later eens opnieuw. Cet appel est interrompu.
Can you still hear me?
I have
some weird noise coming in, but just as a reminder, please mute your lines while not speaking. And to start with, I would like to do the roll call. We will be using the Adobe Connect Room roll call. And I have noted Josh, who is on the phone line only, and if there's anyone else who is joining this call and is not in the AC room, please make yourself heard now so we can add you to the roll call.
Hi, this is Holly Gregory from Sibley. I'm on the phone now. I'm trying to log in, but right now just by phone.
Thanks, Holly. That's noted. Any others?
Cheryl here. I'm attempting to get into the room. I'll be in shortly, but not there yet.
Thank you, Cheryl. Noted as well.
And this is Thomas Rickert. I'm from Sweden. So,
okay, Thomas. So, I think that will do. We have noted an apology by Eberhard as well. And are there, I guess, if there are any updates to the statements of interest from members of participants, this is also the right time to do so. I am seeing none. And as you may have heard of...
Cet appel est interrompu. Veuillez réessayer plus tard. Des op-
okay, so we've had this interruption in French. So, as you may have noticed from Thomas' intervention, he is currently actually spreading the word of accountability and the INA transition in Brussels, while our other co-chair, Leon, is in a conference, certainly spreading the word as well. So I will be... having the burden of chairing this meeting by myself under their supervision. And it's a great pleasure for me because obviously with the milestone we've met yesterday, this is quite a nice place to start this meeting by an update on this publication of the report. And congratulating everyone, thanking all the contributors for their valuable inputs in the last few days. And of course, the rapporteurs and staff who have made an outstanding job at finalizing the document over the weekend and yesterday. And I think they really deserve our praise for all the work they've been doing so that we can now start listening to the community. The point of this item is really to get feedback on, if any, from the report publication. And I see a queue is forming, so I will turn to Cavus and Alan for their input at this point. Cavus?
Yes, Matthew. You thank everybody. I would like to thank you, co-chairs, and the chair of the two group, Jordan Carter and Becky, for your hard work, tireless work you have done, put this together. We didn't believe that on 16th of January, when we had the meeting in Frankfurt, that in about 3 months, we would have such a good report for the time being. I would qualify as a good report. There are some points still, I don't see, and nothing is perfect at all. This is a start, and we start this trip And that is good that they have started, and we congratulate you, the five people, sincerely. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carlos. This is much appreciated. A quick update on what happened over the weekend so that everyone knows the latest updates we've made. First of all, we have slightly reviewed the structure of the report because one of the sections was too big, so we split it into several sections. So the numbering, if you were familiar with the numbering of the sections, it will be you will have to adjust a little bit. Secondly, we were monitoring closely the discussion about the use of the words private sector in the bylaws and in the proposals, especially in the mission and core value discussion. And taking into account the discussion that was developing, and of course the way that opinions were obviously not converging on a common point, we did introduce a reference to the discussion taking place in the group, and highlighted that community input would be welcome on this specific point. So I think we tried to reflect that this discussion was ongoing, and hopefully we can move that further, probably not during this meeting, but once we get feedback from the community in the latest steps of our report. And finally, and then I'll turn to Tijani, I would like to mention that the initial announcement on the ICANN website was not yet referencing the graphics that are on our wiki page. That is because last-minute glitch was found with one of the graphics, and we did put a priority on having the right document in place at the right time. It will be corrected, and the announcement will reference the graphics very shortly, as soon as the admin webmasters in Los Angeles start their day. So the graphical display will be used and available for everyone during assessment of our report. Those are the key updates that I had to make. And if there are any other points you need clarification on, now is the time to discuss this. And I see Tijani's hand is up. Tijani.
Thank you very much, Mathieu. Regarding the mention of private sector, in paragraph 65, page 21, you wrote a paragraph from which you can understand, anyone can understand, that there are people in this group that oppose to the mention of private sector in the bylaws and in the AOC. I don't remember that anyone asked for that. At least I didn't. What was asked for is not mentioned in this report, the private sector, and replace it by multi-stakeholder. That's all. So this is only a remark, and this remark may have an implication because the intention wasn't because the mention of private sector in the bylaws was to explain that to meet the jurisdiction of the California. First, second. Because if we don't write it like this, it might be a public enterprise or public corporation. So to differentiate it is a non-profit private. This is the mean of what is in the bylaws. But when we use this word in our report and say, we are rooted, since the corporation is rooted in the private sector, this has another meaning, and that this meaning we wanted to avoid, and we wanted to make it clear that it is multi-stakeholder and not one single stakeholder. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. This is certainly something we need to clarify in the next weeks. Are there any other short-term feedbacks on the report publication? I'm seeing none. I see Caboose and then Jordan. Caboose.
Yes, maybe you will. First of all, I agree with you. We should not discuss this issue of a private lead because we don't come to any conclusion at all at this meeting. We have to wait. We have to get material together and so on and so forth. And I think perhaps you may have one session particularly with this because it's important. So I agree with that point. Second point, I don't know whether we're going to discuss it later on or not. So we have to prepare ourselves how, as you mentioned, we treat the comments received. You may do it in the other part of the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. This is certainly something that's now should be on our next agenda, and we'll be working with staff. I think the action item, I would say, would be for staff to put up a proposal for analysis of the public comment planning, and obviously there will be a lot of need for involving the work parties to analyze the questions that are relating to various work parties. So this is something we will be doing in the next few days, start organizing this and planning this. So I suggest we put an action item in the notes for staff to come up and share with the group a proposal for how we are going to analyze the public comment input. I see Jordan's hand is up. Please, Jordan.
Thanks, Matthew. Just a quick comment about the very quick legal subgroup meeting that we had on the weekend. That came about through some questions that we thought were pretty important about the unincorporated deferred model that we had proposed for giving powers to members or as the legal vehicle through which members can exercise their rights. And so the outcome of that was the updated unincorporated association memo dated 3rd of May, which is referred to in the last appendix in the report. And really, that discussion took about 45 minutes, and that was the sole item. But I recognize that that meeting was called on pretty late notice, and so I just wanted to explain for the record what the purpose of it was and what it discussed. So that's why that memo now contains a bit more context about what unincorporated associations are and what they look like, and a bit more detail about how the SOs and ACs would keep those associations under tight control to really make them a vehicle for the SOs and ACs to exercise their membership rights and nothing else. So that's all, Matthew. I just wanted to add that point.
Thanks, Jordan. It was good to share that. I'm seeing no other hand raised, so and I want to make the best use of our time. So I'm moving to the next step, which is basically now that we've met this major milestone, it's now time to reach out to the community, to listen to the community, to share the feedback we're receiving. And there has been a few exchanges about the engagement plan already on the mailing list. And I would like to turn to Hilary Chet from ICANN's Communication, who has been a tremendous help in finalizing the report, but also in planning for communication plans, to share with us the current thinking around the engagement plan. Hilary, would you take the floor?
Hi, Matthew. Thank you. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, that's perfect, Hilary.
Okay, great. First, I wanted to go ahead and echo Matthew's sentiments earlier to say a true congratulations to all of you because this proposal has been a tremendous undertaking and you all have done a wonderful job. So I just wanted to say that first. And it's really been a pleasure to work with all of you. So I kind of wanted to walk through what ICANN has currently prepared to do in terms of pushing out the proposal and the public comment, as well as kind of give you some suggestions on what we recommend for the most outreach possible during these 30-day period. So starting off, I know as many of you are aware, ICANN has a pretty large social media presence. Excuse me. And through the evening, we did push this out to our list on social media. This includes our regional global stakeholder engagement teams. This includes our Twitter, our Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, and all of these different avenues. So just to give you guys a taste of what that's like, when we pushed out the CWG proposal last week, we had over 3,200 impressions in 2 days on our tweets, 2,600 on the webinar. We reached out to journalists and had over 3 to 4 articles written solely about the public comment, and we intend to do that again for you all on the accountability front. We have already updated the homepage banner to make sure that that is the most visible thing going on at ICANN right now, which is a big deal, and we completely understand how important this is and are dedicated to making sure that everyone else in the community knows that as well. So lastly, the other thing that we really try to do is make sure that it gets onto all of our newsletters. At ICANN, we have regional newsletters. We also have monthly policy newsletters, and you can guarantee that this public comment will be located on those newsletters. So we are doing everything that we can to make sure that that pushes out to the broadest channels that we have available. So the one thing that I wanted to touch on is to suggest that while ICANN is the facilitator and many people are going to be coming to us for information on the public comment, a lot of people are going to be coming to you. And to make sure that this reaches the broadest parts of the community, it really is important that, and we suggest that, you try and push these out to your list and make sure that everyone is aware of how important it is for them to have their comments heard in this. So, like I said, this is not necessarily a expectation, rather just a suggestion. And if you need someone to speak on or help present with you, the chairs have told me that they are open to being involved in those processes. So if you want to contact me directly, I'm happy to work with the chairs to get something set up with all of you. And if you have any questions on, a strategy for pushing out communications, I'm happy to help with that as well. And I'll go ahead and put my email into the notes and into the chat room so anyone can contact me directly. And so I will turn it back over to the chairs.
Thank you, Hillary. I think now is really the time for us to exchange around how we can make the best of these engagements time that we have in front of us. Two concrete suggestions. Number one, co-chairs and rapporteurs and other volunteers will make themselves available for any presentation, outreach events that is organized or that you want to organize in your community. So we'll form some kind of speakers bureau. And you can, if you reach the ICANN staff supporting our group and ask for a speaker, we'll do our best to accommodate these requests. So if you want to reach out to your ASO or AC or constituency or even outside ICANN, please feel free to use this. Secondly, when we reach out, I think one very important aspect is for the sharing of information we receive. So we would be very valuable for our group if once a session has taken place discussing our report and you heard questions or feedback, if you can share them on the mailing list, that would be very useful for us to identify potentially additional communication material we have to provide to help explain our proposal. or obviously identify the kind of feedback we can expect at the end of the public comment period. And we'll try to use this to elaborate if a frequently asked question repository that everyone of us can use during this period. Those are the current proposals. So ideally, in the notes, I would suggest that we put a contact point for the Speakers Bureau as one of the action items, as well as a note reminding everyone to share the feedback they receive in the various sessions that will be organized across the next month. And with that, I'd like to open the floor for comments, suggestions, ideas for the engagement plan. And I see Athena has raised her hand. Please, Athena.
Yes, hello. This is Athena Fraguli. I would like to share with you our thoughts of communicating the report and the discussions around it within the numbers community. So already from the beginning of this process, of the process of this group, the CCWG, we've updated, we've been updating our communities on the development of this work. And so now with the, now that the report is out, of course we are going to share it through our mailing list. We are going to lead the discussion a bit, help, let's say, the discussions a little bit, flag the issues that are more relevant to the numbers community. Of course, we are going to communicate the dates for the webinars. And next week is the RIDE meeting where we're going to give a short update on that. And we're going to welcome any feedback from our community. And we could be also the channel for any feedback that will come from our community to this group. Thank you.
Thanks, Athena. Very good example of engagement plan for the numbering community. Jonathan, you have your hand raised, please.
Yes, hi, it's Jonathan Zook. This is just a silly little thing, but I wonder if we should come up with a Twitter handle for this project, because it's probably going to light up in the near future here, and it would be good to be able to collect all the tweets together. You know, pound hashtag ICanInChains or something. You know, I don't know. We feel like we should come up with something.
Okay, specific hashtag.
That I meant for it, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cet appel est interrompu. Veuillez réessayer plus tard. Deze oproep is onderbroken.
Okay. Still the same kind of input. That's a good idea to check that. I think we can certainly, I see suggestions in the chat, and probably Hirari and comms can try and figure out the most efficient way. Hashtags needs to be short and self-explaining, so it's a bit of a challenge, but I think it's a very good suggestion. To collect feedback as well. Unless there's objection, I think we can certainly put that as an action item. Hilary is confirming that it is visible, so let's try and do that. That's a good idea. Any other comments? I am seeing none. Obviously, this is something a discussion that can develop on the mailing list as well. Hilary, there were some requests for further details on your email from April 29, which is referenced in the slide. Could you just elaborate a little bit about what is in this email and probably circulate it as well?
Hi, Matthew. Sure. So the email that I circulated on April 29th was an email to the chairs to let them know about the support that ICANN was provided. was ready to provide for the public comment period, including statistics from the CWG public comment. So I'm happy to circulate that to the list.
Thanks, Hilary. And your introductory remark on this item was a summary of this email, so I think there shouldn't be any surprise in there. But it's good to see that we have support from ICANN in facilitating engagement. Jonathan, I assume it's an old hand, or is that a new hand?
Old and decrepit.
Okay. So, Tijani, please.
Thank you, Mathieu. Tijani speaking. I would like to ask about the translation of the public comment document. When it will be available in the five UN languages? Since the period of the public comment is short, I think that each day we lose will be really harmful for people who don't understand and don't speak English. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. This is a very good point, and I'm sorry I did not, I was not proactive in raising it. I know on other documents, some parts of the document had been transferred to translation services early on. I don't know whether Adam or Grace or Hilary have an update from translation services in terms of delivery date.
Hi, Matthew. I raised my hand. This is Hilary, but I'll go ahead and comment on that. So we've put in a request to translation as an ASAP request, so as soon as possible. But it is worth noting that the document is about 47,000 words long, so it may take a couple of days. Based on what the ICANN translation requirements are, it could take anywhere between 7 and 14 days, but we're going to try and push that up as fast as possible.
If there's anything we can do to highlight the importance of that, please let us know, because I think Tijani's points are very, very relevant in terms of the balance between the duration of translation and the balance and the duration of the public comment. And so I couldn't stress more the importance of that. So thank you very much, Tijani, for raising this.
Yes, but because 18 days, it is too long, and I am really concerned about it.
Thanks, Tijani. That's a good point. And what I would what I heard is that it's between 7 and 14 days the service level commitment, as co-chairs will follow up to check whether it can be brought down to less than 7. Which I think would be a minimum to get valuable feedback from the communities who are not familiar with English. Alan, you're next.
Thank you very much. Thank you. To follow up on Tijani, the lack of written documents, and by the way, I will hope that the explained documents are going to be translated as well, since those are the ones that we're using for people to actually understand, and they don't have 47,000 words in them or whatever. But the lack of written documents does highlight the need for the webinars to have simultaneous interpretation. Otherwise, we're saying you can't read the documents and we're not going to tell you in your language or anywhere in any related language what the details are. And I think that sends a really bad message. Thank you.
Thank you. I see Adam's hand is up. So is that a direct response, Adam?
Yes, it is. Good morning, everyone. On the translation, as Hilary mentioned, we prepared the documents that we could in advance and have already sent those off to translation. But, of course, the rest were being worked on until the very last minute, so they couldn't go until that time. They will be going into all the usual languages that we support, so that's outcome document in the 6 United Nations languages. We can certainly think about trying to prioritize text, and that's something to talk with the co-chairs about, whether that will be confusing if documents are cross-referenced, but we can certainly look at that. And Alan, yes, the explained documents will be translated, and that is underway at the moment. On the notion of webinars in multiple languages, we'll respond to you on that and give you confirmation. So that's the update for the moment. Of course, I think everybody knows the translation does take time. It is a long document. We do have some materials already prepared, but it's a matter of people having to work through those documents and have them try and translate it. It is a priority within the system. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Adam. So to summarize this before moving on, I think there's a request to publish very shortly the executive summary translated. The explained documents also will need to be translated pretty soon. And we're expecting a response on whether the webinars can be translated in the next day, right? Or something, a day or two, at least in advance for the webinars. And that's an action item for staff to provide us an update on this. And with that, I turn to Kavus.
If I may follow on the translation, I do hope that they will release the base document when it's available, even if the annexes are not done.
Sure, Alan. We'll try to do, I think we need to be agile and do several releases as soon as we have a new part that's translated. That's really the approach we should have. Kavus.
Yes, I understood you are dealing with several releases. That means partial release, part of the document and another part at a later stage. If that is the case, it would be a good idea that the people do not read the whole X pages in one day or half a day. So it's good that those elements of the document or those sections or portions that they are not 100% directly related to each other and they are separated by topic and so on and so forth. Perhaps it could be divided in two or three and they will be released by parts for translation. But I think we should put some deadline and urge in ICANN not to exceed 7 days. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. I wouldn't do a consensus call on this, but I think the direction from the group is very clear here, and we have a broad agreement on this. Adam, is that a new hand or an old hand?
Old, my apologies.
Okay. With that, I think we've covered the engagement plan for now. Next agenda item is the arrears for further investigation of the groups. The idea here is to highlight the various items we need to work on during the public comment, apart from the engagement, obviously. You will see there was a reference to some of the legal questions that are outstanding, and I noted this morning on the legal group list that some of these answers were provided by the lawyers, so we'll not go through them right now, but I know, for instance, Sam Eisner's and Pedro's questions were in that package of answers. We also certainly need to work on fleshing out the explaining the community how the unincorporated associations would work out. An additional action item is, which I'd like to discuss now, is how we respond to the CWG public comments so that there is transparency about the exchanges between our two groups. And those are the initial ideas, and I would like to now open for other inputs, and I have Salam first in line, please. Salam, if you're speaking, we cannot hear you. on, you may have an audio issue, or you may be muted in the AC room, or the AC room might be having a problem. While this is being sorted out, I suggest we move to Cavus, and then we'll come back to you, Salam. Cavus.
Yes, Matthew, did you say that how we examine the public comments on the draft of the CWG, do you mean that before this issue be discussed at CWG itself and find it out how to accommodate that, you want that CWG get involved in the analysis of the comments received on the CWG? I don't recommend that. We can do it personally, no, individually, but not as CCWG. We have to wait. What is the outcome of the CWG of inclusion or otherwise or consolidation of those and receive something as a second draft? Am I right or wrong? Thank you.
You're perfectly right, Cavus. I did not make myself clear. What I meant was the CWG highlighted a number of dependencies from our work. I expect it would be valuable for both the CWG and the community in a wider sense if we could, as cross-community working group accountability, provide a response to their public comment, highlighting the parts of our report which address their expectations. So that would be sort of taking extracts from our report and putting them into a submission to the CWG to say, we heard you say you need this on the budget, this is what we propose. We heard you say this, this is what we propose. I think that would be valuable for a wider understanding of the coordination between the two groups. This is not about analyzing the CWG feedback at all. It is providing feedback to the CWG through the public comment process. Is that clearer?
Yes, yes, that is the case. But my question is that what you say is right, that we already identified areas that CWG has a common point with us, and you said that we provide all answer or reaction to those, but would it be useful that also would be available to the CWG public comment period? Because the understanding of the people comment on the CWG would be clearer if we provide those comments for them before the commenting to the CWG. So there is some sort of interaction between two. Is it possible to clarify this matter?
Sure, the point is really to highlight this interaction and use these public comment channels to communicate as well. My suggestion would be that we put an action item for the co-chairs. I don't know if Avery is on the line as well, because she's been liaising with the CWG to draft submission intended for the CWG, shares with the group so that we check where we're in line. Obviously, this draft would be exclusively based on the report as it is now, and reminding the CWG that it's not a final report, not a consensus report, and so on. But I think that would be a valuable demonstration to the public that of the coordination between our groups. Would there be any objection with us to trying this out? I am seeing none so far, so we'll do that. Put that as an action item for us, and inform the. Oh, Avery is here, and inform the. CWG co-chairs, I'm sorry for the confusion and sorry for the noise in the background. So we'll inform the CWG co-chairs that as part of our coordination, we would be preparing this. Avery, I'm not forcing you to add anything on this, but as you've been liaising with the CWT, I was just checking that you were okay with this process.
Most definitely, and let me know what I need to do to help.
Sure. We'll put you in the loop for that draft. Thank you. I see Sanam's hand is now down. And maybe the question will come up from the chat. Has the rest of the group identified any other topics that we need to investigate during this month of public comment? I see, Caboose, your hand is back up.
Yes, maybe I have not duly discussed your timeline documents. After this 1 month period that they start from today, if I'm not mistaken, what we would expect to do in preparation for ICANN 53, you told that you would have a meeting, as I understood, perhaps a physical meeting at the same day as the ICG meeting, you coordinate with the chair. Would we have something to prepare to do before ICANN 53 or not face-to-face? Or, in other words, do we have any face-to-face meeting between now and the start of the ICANN 53? Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. No, there's no other face-to-face meeting planned until June the 19th, which is the Friday before ICANN 53. However, we need to plan, and that's what I was referring earlier to, about how we're going to analyze the public comment input between June the 3rd and June the 19th, and that is what I'm asking staff to prepare proposals about, whether we would hold kind of intense sessions or group sessions in work parties. This is really one of the key items we need to plan for right now, but I don't have a clarity on this at this point. I'm seeing no other inputs on this. I did note on the chat Mark Carvel's reference to the Internet Governance Events page on the IGF website. I think that will be a useful aspect, and I encourage everyone going into those meetings to check whether it is possible to reach out to a broader community, not necessarily the ICANN community, but a broader one, about how we can engage. And obviously, this is not our last chance to suggest action items. Adam, I guess it's still an old hand, or is it not?
No, that's a new hand.
New hand from Adam, please.
So a quick comment about the preparation after the June 3rd closing of the public comment and how we anticipate from a staff point of view at the moment to June the 19th. And this, of course, is important because it involves the CCWG members very much, of course. One of the things to note is that the public comments, the comments tend to come in very heavily weighted towards the end of the public comment period. So we may not be seeing very much during May, but we can anticipate the very close of May and those early days of June is when the bulk of comments may well come in. That tends to be how things happen. They're very much loaded towards the end of the public comment. So the last week is when we will get an anticipation of how many comments come in. The task that happens immediately after June the 3rd is typically, and this is something for you to all agree, is typically for the staff to go through the comments and break them up into the various sections so that you can get a sense of which comments are addressing onto which topics. We have asked topic-specific questions, as you'll have seen throughout the report. However, there is a tendency also for people to submit a single document in a sort of article or essay-like form, and that requires the various inputs to be taken out and put into the various subject areas. And then after that, it's the discussion process Mathieu is talking about, whether we, you know, how we organize that, and the thought at the moment is that it may be led by the rapporteurs and sub-teams who will analyze the different sections of the report as they were related to the work of the working parties over the last few months. It will be quite hectic. The analysis of these public comments, just getting them into a format where the CCWG can use, is labor intensive. It's a matter of going through and sifting them through and putting them into a template that has been used for some time within our camp. So it's going to be a rush. It's going to be a rush and a lot of work for us all, but that's the basic outline. And hopefully by June the 19th, we will have a document that is ready to prepare, analyzing the public comment that we can use to discuss with the community in Buenos Aires. So good luck to us all on that one. Thank you. I hope that's a little bit helpful, but we have a lot of planning to do on how we approach this. Thanks.
Thanks, Adam. It's good to have this outline. And so the action item is to confirm this outline in a more detailed fashion in a with a number of dates and who's going to be responsible for which task and everything, taking into account that staff will populate the public comment review tool as comments are coming in. And I think that's definitely still the case. Caruso, you're next.
Yes, Alan perfectly explained what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. So with that, I think we're going to move straight to any other business. Are there any other business? No? So I have very good news to share, or at least a proposal to share on this I have actually two good news. The first one is that you're going to get an hour of free time because we're going to end this call early. And because it's, I think you've made a tremendous job, I think we can do an extra step, which is going to be our proposal is to have a week off without CCWG call starting now. So canceling next week's call, there's going to be webinars and everything next week. And probably it will be good to relax a little bit if you need. So that's the proposal is to cancel the meeting next week and reconvene in 2 weeks' time with detailed plans for how we're going to analyze work. And obviously for furthering the various items. And we would cancel the legal sub-team calls as well for this week and next week. And that would be like paradise, a week without calls. So unless there's any objection to this proposal, and I'm seeing none, but I see hand raised, which is Caruso. Please, Caruso.
No objection. But the only thing you have cancelled several meetings. When I ask that either Brenda or anyone just again republish the updated version of the meetings that we know, because this month is very, very busy for the people who have other engagements. It is good to have a full list of all updated. Thank you.
Thanks, Caruso. This is well noted. In the meantime, obviously, please keep sharing the feedback you're hearing from our work. Take this free time to reach out to your various communities, listen carefully, and hopefully, when we reconvene, we'll have a lot of good news and good feedback to share. But we are obviously staying online and working relentlessly towards making those proposals understood by everyone. So with that, I'm very pleased to close this call way in advance.
Wow.
I know it's going to be difficult to abide with all this free time, but I'm sure you'll do the best use of it. So thank you very much, everyone, and talk to you very soon. Bye.
Bye.